The Tosfos is in Sanhedrin the fine Zion of Aleph. Dibur Hamaschu. Sof Chamo Lovo. Okay. So, he says, just a second. Yeah, Thaisus brings it up. He says, So what's the right? I thought there's a
tip is on and be on and off.
Yeah, I'm sorry, okay. So the Tais is in Sanhedrin.
Ayin
Zayin and off, Dibur Hamaschu.
So
third line. Okay. So the and the Tais, we cited already the Tais that says that the Mandama that Esha Mishum Mono, it doesn't have to be his. It's a mechanism through which it's Machayev the Mazik. So you could use a mechanism to be Machayev a Mazik, but you can't use a mechanism to be Machayev a Gai Misa. Why not? Because he's not a Rotzeach. If in fact he is not a Rotzeach, so then you can't say, but the mechanism makes him a Rotzeach. The Torah is going to devise a mechanism through which he's going to become a Rotzeach. Because a Rotzeach is Chayev Mises because it's a Maisa Ritzicha.
Right.
Correct? So that's why Tesis opens up over here a whole significant idea. Namely, that Eishel Mishum Chitzov is not so posh. Not so posh. What is it? How do we have to define Eishel Mishum Chitzov if we're going to render the guy a murderer? How are we going to define it? Okay.
Myself.
Yeah. What?
Myself.
Well, explain to me what exactly how we're going to define it.
That must be the way.
How does it make him a murderer?
That must be the way Ari Mikla works. Because the guy does it by accident. He's still in Chayiv in some way, but he's not there.
But Torah's Mazik.
Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Eishel Mishum Chitzov, right? What does he really hold? He really holds that if you have a movable, irrepressible object that is in motion and will reach a person, and you ignite it, you're the force behind it, you're mamash rotzach. That's actually ritzich. An immutable, immovable force. Unstoppable. An unstoppable force. That you started and is moving, and it will, nothing can stop it, it's moving towards the Hezek, so then that's considered your Maisa B'Yadayim. That's what the Torah is Mechadesh by Eish. That Eish is absolutely a Maisa B'Yadayim. I mean, it's like, I think in American law, an arsonist is considered a murderer. Am I right?
Yeah.
Correct.
It's
considered a murderer. So that's really what Rav Yechon holds. Rav Shlokish did not hold that way. Why? because he said it's not kochah. In order to be a murderer, he required kochah. But Rabbi Yochanan did not require kochah. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan just required that he start an unstoppable, movable force that moves by itself. Okay? So then he's considered actually Ratzach. Okay? So now the question is removed. Because since the Gemara says it doesn't make any difference whether you makarv the Eish to the thing or you makarv the thing to the Eish, in either case, Rabbi Yochanan considers him a murderer b'yadayim. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, we have a problem. What's the case that Tosfos cites as a problem? Go ahead, read it.
Then he goes to his answer.
Should I confirm? So he says, So why should we potter in that case? Because l'chayev l'manda omar eishem v'shem chitzer. Because here you have a force, which is the chama, and which is self-lovo, it's unstoppable, and you're putting the guy right in the path of the unstoppable force, so then you're a murderer.
So
that's the definition of Aish. Right. That's how the guy that, by Aish becomes a murderer.
Wasn't that a question? Isn't that a unique characteristic to the mazik of Aish?
No. Because now we're saying he's a murderer. You can't make a murderer through a unique mechanism. A murderer has to be chayev nisa.
Right.
That's Tosfos Raya. That's Tosfos in the one that we pointed out before in Avodah Zarah, Lama Zayin Amal Aleph. And that really explains the Ran as well. Of course, if the Maisa B'yadayim is considered Levesov, so then it'll be Chayef for Shabbos too. Okay, you see it? That's...
You're saying because he's Mechayev Nisa, so it's not just simply that it's an extension of you, that you're responsible for the consequences, but once you say the guy is a Rotzeach, that means it's a Mazik B'yadayim. It's his self.
Right.
He did it.
He did it.
You're a movie.
So even at that moment, so he's like lighting the candle right now.
That's right. That's right. It's considered a Maisa B'yadayim. Once you say it's Ratzicha, it's Maisa B'yadayim. So the Ran answers very nicely that it's Maisa B'yadayim from before. Okay, that's good. But Tosfos, and Tosfos is very good, because here you have an immutable force, an unstoppable force, which is the sun, which is a holich, and you can't stop it, and you're putting the guy in front of that thing. So then that's tantamount to the Aish case. So you're a mamus, be a dayan. So how could the Gemara say it's potter?
It's not really analogous.
It's exactly analogous. As a matter of fact, the sun, I would say, is more
immutable.
And more immutable than the Aish.
No. By the Aish case, you're manipulating the mazik. That's the Aish. But by the sun case...
No, you don't have to manipulate the Aish.
He started it.
No.
That's not
manipulating. I didn't start the fire. I just bent the next guy's...
Stuff.
Right. Come on.
Okay. Your original question was there's only a din of Eish in the car of Dover, the Eish, or Eish, or Dover.
That's right.
Now here, it's not a case of Eish.
He can't answer that anymore because we're saying that the guy is Mamash Rotzeach.
So you don't need that.
Right. So you're saying, once you're saying it's Rotzeach, that's not part of the Gezeirah Sakasim. You're extending that by logic. And
that
logic here, we should use the logic by Kasavari as well.
That's right. It's a Rav Yochanan is a logic. Rish Lakish is a mechanism.
Right.
But Reish Lakish is only where by Mamon. But Rabbi Yochanan, since it's a logic, so it's by Misa also.
So why is it put there?
So that's what?
It's a good step, yeah.
Yep, it's Tashus. That's I sort of that's Tashus.
You say Quadra of Yochanan Yoni Xerxes Kassav?
What's that?
Quadra of Yochanan, even if I didn't have Xerxes Kassav Ish, I would still know it that it's considered my severe dying?
No.
You're not saying that.
No. Torah is Megala.
What the Xerxes Kassav teaching you?
It teaches you that there's a logic, the logically you're a murderer.
Rabbi, what is the Xerxes Kassav?
He said, "Say a shumatzah kosu." The nechal soda has a
nechal
gadish. Oh, come on, soda. Shalom, shalom, maver soda.
The Xerxes Kassav is telling you that it's considered ma'aseh b'yadayim.
That's right.
But it's not telling you that you're defined as a rotzeach. That's what we're. That's the step that we make logically because of the extension of the Xerxes Kassav.
Yeah, well, the Xerxes Kassav saying ma'aseh b'yadayim.
Yeah, but it's not can't make you a rotzeach because there is a kosher, can it?
Yes, it can. If it's telling you, if it's a logic that you're it's a mice to be a dayim, so you're going to be a rotzeach.
So I understand. So by the other cases, you don't have the gezeres hakosher.
Which other?
By kosher bari.
No, but it's the same logic. In other words, the logic is telling you that if you have a force that is unstoppable, a movable, unstoppable force, and you put somebody in front of it, you're a murderer. That's considered klape shmaya. God considers you a murderer. That's
so since we know that concept from the Gezeres HaKassav, then we can extrapolate by reason to
exactly.
Other areas.
Okay. Exactly. What's the difference? That's Tesis Kasher. Okay.
But at that point, is he saying that the sun case is Aish?
No, you don't have to say it's Aish.
Okay. Just logically, you would
just logically, it's the same thing because the sun is a movable, irresistible, unstoppable force, and you're putting someone in the path of that force, and God says that you're a murderer. So therefore, you chayiv misa. That's Tesis Kasher. That's Kasher. That's why Tesis lies. Okay.
Jan, when you have an Xerxes HaKassav, isn't it like a
in other words, he has to be a Rasha Lomos in order for the Torah to be high of a Misa. If he's not a Rasha Lomos, you can't have a mechanism that's going to make him into a Rasha. So he has to be a Mamus. So that means that Klapish Maya Galia, this guy's a real Rotzeach. He's really a Mamus. So if that's the case, what's the difference between the case of the Yesh and the case of the Son? Same thing. That's Tesis. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so what's the difference, according to Tesis, between the case where I bring him there or the case where he was there and I tie him up there? So the answer is, if I bring him there, I'm a murderer. Of course, it's a ma'aseh b'yadayim. But if he was there and I just restrain him from leaving, then I'm just a grummer.
You got another question.
Then I'm just a grummer.
If you do that in the son's already out, it would be chayav.
Okay, that's what Thompson.
Right.
Probably wants to keep that.
Okay. Now let's take the Gemara of Thompson.
That's not the biggest
thing. Okay. So far, so good. Okay. The case of Mitzamtzain is where, for instance, the guy's head is underwater and you don't let him get up. That's what Thompson. So Tosfos asks, what if the sun is on its way, but it's below the horizon, and now he's in this spot where the sun will definitely arrive in several hours, and you tie him to that spot. So you didn't bring him there. So you weren't the cause. You're just preventing him from leaving. So in that case, you put him. However, if the sun rose already and it was already shining on him, then you tie him up and you prevent him from leaving Yechayev. So Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Dib Maskol Sof, He says because Mitzamtzem is only when the Hezek has begun already. Because what's the score of Mitzamtzem? He considered a murderer because you are completing the Maisa Misa that has already begun. That's Mitzamtzem. That's a different Machayev. That's why it's Gzeiras HaKasuv for a Ribui. That if the murder began already before and you complete it, so then you chayev. Then you chayev. It's different than Grum.
Okay.
Okay?
So, can you explain the other side now? Let's assume it's a shady place and he's there and you tie him up. So we say you're part there because you did, when you tied him up, it wasn't the hezek didn't begin yet, correct?
Right.
So when you, and let's say you bring them there and tie him up, and when it's shady, it also wasn't the hezek didn't begin when you brought him there. So what's the problem? Why chayv in that case?
Why chayv in real?
When you bring him there, because there's a difference between bringing him there and preventing him from getting up, getting out.
Why?
But in that's we can go along. That preventing him from leaving is a grum. But bringing him there and placing him in front of the moving train, so to speak, that is Maisa B'Yadayim.
He's saying preventing him from leaving is only the grum if the Hezek hasn't started.
Exactly.
If the Hezek hasn't started.
Then the prevention of leaving is completing the Misa.
But bringing him there, even though the hezek hasn't started, is considered a maisa b'yadayim.
Yes.
Why exactly is that?
If you bring him there, it doesn't matter, because it's like starting the train. Doesn't matter whether the train is coming right at him and you put him in front of the train or whether you start the train. That's because that was the original svar of maisa b'yadayim of Eishim Shulchitzov. That the Torah considers you a murderer. Okay, so Rashi, we're taking Rashi and Sanhedrin. So Rashi and Sanhedrin says that if he was Barov, you let him die in hunger, you putter. Why? The Bishah Shekofso, Ein Kan Devar Hariga, Varov Bomeilov, Vaholech Vachosek, Miachasman, Kol Shah. Below Dummy Lit Simpson, Bamayim, Simpson Bamayim, Ubaor, the Ahoreg Mizumin. So it's a situation of Horeg. And then again, he says later, Kloma in Lois Hashem, Chamo Bishas, Bishashakovso, Avosof Lovo, Khan, Vizelo Yaholamo, Visofo Lomos, Potter, Shilohoya Ahoreg Mizumin Lahariga. Ugramai, the Ein Dino Masal Abez Nel L'Shamayim. It means like this, that there's a ratio here. Insofar as the situation expresses Misa, it's an inverse ratio. The greater the situation expresses Misa, the less he has to do. And the more he does, the less the situation has to express Misa. So if the Namus is here, so then he doesn't have to do that much to be involved in a premeditated murder. But if the situation is not here, but he actually takes the guy and puts him on that path, so now he's related to the path of death by his Maisa. Why did he put him here? But if he just ties him up here, and there is no Misa yet, and he didn't bring them there, so there's no reflection in it through his Maisa of a Mamus. The Mamus is Lachazman. It's much later. So there's no Mamus present, and he didn't do anything to indicate that he is related to the Mamus. Whereas if he brings them there, his Maisa is Mochiach, that he wants to place him in the path of death. But if the situation is one of death already, you don't need his Maisa to tie him to the path of death, because it is already the Ariga has already begun. So then he's considered a premeditated murderer. That's the way the Torah has it. The situation and the mice. And they both work and they both coordinates. They're both coordinates. Okay, that's the Torah. That's the Torah system. Okay.
Is that at one point?
Yeah, I want to ask for your hands are up.
Yeah. Just one point. Maybe you can say that Isha Mishum Chitzav and
what I'm saying is that Rashi is speaking more from the standpoint of the justice of the situation. Whereas Taisvis, I mean, they're both on the same track, but Taisvis is just giving you the specific formula. He's giving you more of the formula. He's saying, the Loravi Rachamana Mitzamtsen Ella B'makom Shehischil Bo Ahezek. That's the formula. That's the form. Okay, Rashi's more in terms of mezumen. He's talking about the gavra as being involved in ritzich and prima and being a murderer. That's Rashi's standpoint. But I don't think there's any difference between them, except that Taisus is just giving you the technical requirements, and Rashi's giving you the overall view of how the Torah views a rotzeach. What's premeditated, what's not. Okay? It could be, yeah, it could be that there's a machlekes here between Rashi and Taisvis. That Taisvis requires that the Hariga process begin in order that his confining him there to that process is he's completing the process. That's the way the Torah is machayev for completing the process. That's the reboot. But Rashi, let's say a train was rolling down a track and the damage was imminent, but it didn't begin yet because he's still safe on the track right now. But a few minutes, of course, he's not going to be safe. The situation, the path is imminent. That's mashma really from Rashi, because Rashi says, "V'lo domi," he says, "the b'shor shekafso ein kan devar hariga, ein kan devar hariga." Where does it say lachas man? It has a lush from that. Lachas man. It's the Achaz Man, the Rav is Horech HaChazer. So Rashi, it could be that would be a machlokes. Could very well be that would be a machlokes. If you have an imminent danger, but the process was not begun. So according to Rashi, it's Mezumen. So therefore, you are involved. It's considered Ma'aseh B'Yadayim. According to Taisus, the Gzeres HaKasav of Mitzamtzeim is simply that you take over the Hariga process that began. So if the train's rolling down, the train is rolling down the track, so there's no process of Hariga that actually began in the Nerag. So therefore, Taisus could hold his potter. But Rashi would definitely not hold his potter, because it's Mezumen. Mezumen means it's already about to happen. Misa's in the picture. Misa's in the picture. That's good. I like that. It's very good.
What about
it's mashma that would be a machlokes.
Yeah. What the lion case for Tosfos?
Yes, the Tosfos brings in the case Askilole Bitka Demaya, that he pulled a dam and he threw, so to speak, on him the water by pulling the dam. So Taisvis says that in that case he's potter. Why? Because it's doma l'sris. What's the case of sris? The case of sris, the Gemara says, where I shoot an arrow and I mean, even if I run over and take away the guy's protected, the guy's shield, I'm putt. Why is that so precious that I'm putt? Because, I mean, the arrow is going. It's like Aish, and you're taking away this risk. So why shouldn't you be higher for that?
Shooting, there's an arrow. Shooting itself, he has a shield in
him.
When
I'm taking away the shield, why is that different than placing him in the path of the dangerous arrow?
You mean of the train.
Right.
Of course, yeah. Same thing.
What's it got to do with Bidka the Maya? Bidka the Maya, the Gemara says, if you pull the dam, if it's Koach Rishon, so then I'm Chayef. If it's Koach Sheni, I'm Pater. Right? So what's this all got to do with the Sris? You see the Maran picks it up.
What's
Koach
Sheni? I pulled it down. What's the
Sheni? Koach Sheni is not the first waters that come through.
You're farther away.
Farther away.
And he's tied up with the you tied him up, and then you released the dam.
And they released them. They released them.
You know, continue further.
So that Sheni.
So where is the Maharam?
You don't get it by the first one, you get it by the second one.
So,
you
see it? 16. That's one of those. And this is mine. I don't know. Maybe the only one. It's very little.
Yeah. It's different. What's that? It's different. What's
Nunvav, right? Yeah, Nunvav.
Maram, he's a Rishon.
No,
it's not. It's yeah. It's on the next page.
Rachok Tais.
Tosfos Kutcher, you see that?
Yeah.
Tosfos Kutcher, Makam Shail and Mahara.
What page you want?
16.
Which one do you got? The
16.
One or the old?
16.
16.
It's 16.
It's either 32, Lamed Beis.
I got it.
You got Lamed Beis?
No, I think
I'm on Chesam.
16, yeah.
I'm 16.
Yeah, Daf Nun Vav, I'm off the first thing. And they got Maram. Uh
huh.
Yeah, the Maram, yeah. You're right there.
So he was bothered also with what's Tasis being in this book to the Maya business. Okay, so what does he say? He says, Atosos Kutru B'mokum Shailam Lara.
It's kind of sentiment, right?
It was brief, I should have...
I should have been more... no worry, you're right. The Potter HaSemelech Hashem Neis B'koach Sheni Av B'koach Rishon Av Akile Mitzvi Dayim The Lachem Medameyu L'Zorek The time of the Patas mission, the Bishas Rigas Achaits, Lohoisa Roy Lahemiso, Mamiso, Mishum Masris, Shabi Adam Kane, a Michael Machaivis lay, a Michael Machaivo, and a Tila Sasris, Miyado, Baishait Lohoyel Gram Bahamo, a Kach, Potter, Hokanami, Bit Ishkil. So the question is, what is Sris? What kind of halacha is that? That seems to be a new phenomenon, right? You have the case where you bring them to the path. You have the case where, either according to Rashi, the Hora gives a zoom in and you just fasten them down there. You don't do anything. And now you have the case of Sris. So Sris, he's saying that even if the Chetz is on its way to kill him, and he has a Sris, and you take away the Sris, so then you're not Chayav. Why not? Why is that different than tying him down the path?
Well, tying him down the path is only if you put him in the path.
No.
No, tying him down the path. That's not
Chitza. It's an imminent danger.
You mean with Samson?
You mean Samson, I guess, the train.
Thompson, yeah. Or like Tysus. Or you mean in a case of trail, like Rashi, right?
But he owes Thompson. Chayef. You have a point to that, right? Ron says, why you don't mind.
Oh, it should be Chayef. It should be
Chayef.
He says, he says you should be Fata. He holds his Chayef.
Come
on. Mistress. No, it's like the Maran. Differently than the
Forget the Maran right now. Because he's talking about the Bitka de Maran, which we don't understand what has anything to do with this at all. But, anyways.
We will.
But. Sris we can contemplate easily. It's an easy problem. So what is the halacha? What is the halachic definition of Sris? Yes.
Sris is not an immutable force like the sun or
No, it's the same force.
Arrow. There's variables in arrow.
No, in other words, he has
shooting it up in the air.
He's not shooting it. He has a shield. That's the case.
So he has shield.
The guy shoots an arrow at him and he has a shield.
And then you take it away.
Then he runs away. He runs quickly, faster than the arrow. He's a real fast runner.
He can't do that.
And he pulls it.
That can't be the case. The way you're describing the case can't be. Because you can't run faster than the arrow.
That's
so
strange.
Let me finish.
What do you think?
It has to be when you shoot the arrow up and then it comes down. That's the only way you can have time to go pull off his shield.
Well,
yes, but I'm trying to tell you that when you shoot it up, it comes down.
You think you could do it then?
Yes.
Do you shoot it up?
Yes.
It's on Daf Ein Zayin on Beis in the first Rashi in the small lines. Hazorik es achetz v'rotz li'achar zrik es achetz kodem shi'agia hachetz l'chavero v'notal hasris mimheimed. So he's pot. Okay? That's Rashi. Okay, I don't know. But the thing is, you're saying it has to be like a parabola.
Exactly. So therefore,
okay,
there's variable involved. You're not shooting directly at the guy. I have archery marriage bet.
Doesn't matter.
That's how you shoot arrows, though.
Doesn't matter, because in other words, you might have to. That's how you shoot them. That's
yeah,
right. You shoot them in a parabola form, so that it'll hit the guy. And it won't.
Yeah, projectile motion.
Right.
Projectile motion.
No, the only way.
If you shoot it straight,
the ground,
in a certain amount of time, the gravity works separately.
Every archer knows you can do a little arc.
Works separately, but it's
every archer.
That's what's called arch.
Okay.
Archer.
Okay. So at any rate, so what's the concept of Sris? What's the concept of Sris? Why am I potter?
Variables.
Would seem you should be chayav even if you didn't shoot it.
Yeah, that's right.
For sure.
Because the thing is coming at you.
Yeah.
Gravity is a force.
Like the train.
The thing is coming at you, and you're taking away the guy's wrist.
Right.
Yeah. So why shouldn't I be chayav? Why isn't that just like putting him in the...
Tying him up in front of the train.
Tying him up in front of the train.
Yeah, definitely.
The side is out.
Yeah.
has this any difference?
So Chamalovo.
No, it's like the sun is out, of course. It's on, it's already, it's there.
It's on its way. Yes, yeah, so what is there?
Very much.